Today is dealing with the political crisis in Venezuela, where opposition party leader Juan Guaido has claimed the presidency. The United States has formally recognized his authority, and Spain, France, and Germany have announced they could soon do the same. The elected president, Nicolas Maduro, has faced strong criticism of his own ballot victory as fraudulent. Russia, for its part, says the United States needs to adopt a hands-off approach. Speaking through a translator in the Security Council this morning, Russian Ambassador Vasily Nebenzia.
Venezuela does not represent a threat to peace and security. If anything does represent a threat to peace, it is the shameless and aggressive actions of the United States and their allies aimed at the ouster of the legitimately elected president of Venezuela.
Though the official death toll stands at 9, rescue officials now say more than 300 people are missing in the collapse of a mining dam which sent rivers of mud through a community in southeastern Brazil. Officials say scores of people are known to be trapped in areas inundated by sludge near the town of Brumadinho. The dam is administered by Brazil's giant mining company, Vale. 200 of the missing are said to be Vale employees who were having lunch in the dam's administrative area when the collapse occurred. President Trump's longtime political ally, Roger Stone, says he is ready to engage in legal battle to clear his name, that he has done nothing wrong. Stone has been charged with obstruction, witness tampering, and making false statements, all centered on the release of stolen Democratic Party emails in the 2016 presidential campaign. In a pair of Friday night cable TV appearances, Stone insisted the special counsel charges against him lacked evidence. He's expected to be arraigned early next week when he says he will plead not guilty. For all the day's news, you can go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. There was good news overnight for 800,000 U.S. government workers affected by the longest federal shutdown in U.S. history, 5 weeks. The Office of Management and Budget sent a memo late Friday to government departments and agencies informing them their employees could return to work. The shutdown was over. A lot of those returning workers have bitter feelings over what they had to endure over the past 5 weeks. TSA agent James Murdoch talks about the psychological burden.
We're tired of being held hostage. We're tired of being made pawns in a game. We're tired of having the anxiety. We're tired of not knowing if we're going to be able to make our mortgages, if we're going to be able to feed our families, if we're going to be able to make car payments, if we're even going to have enough money to put gas in the tank to come to work.
Murdoch's TSA workmate is Susan Braverman.
And we don't know exactly when our paychecks are going to catch up. And then having another 3 weeks where we're worried about being in the same situation we're in now, it's demoralizing, it's unfair, it's cruel.
A House Senate conference is charged with finding a way to prevent another shutdown by coming up with a permanent deal that President Trump will sign. Sources are telling VOA the United States and the Taliban are close to announcing a plan that includes an American troop withdrawal from Afghanistan. The insurgent group has apparently given assurances that no international terrorist groups would be allowed to use Afghan soil to launch attacks against any country. The reported understanding comes after nearly a week of intense dialogue in Qatar. The U.S. drawdown would require the Taliban to observe a ceasefire, but both the withdrawal and the ceasefire would be limited and conditional. VOA sources say they expect the two sides to announce the tentative agreement sometime in the next few days. U.S. military forces have been fighting in Afghanistan for 17 years. Greek lawmakers have narrowly ratified a deal with Macedonia, ending a nearly three-decade-long dispute between the Balkan neighbors. Under the agreement, Macedonia would become known as North Macedonia. It will also clear the way for the renamed joint nation to join the European Union and NATO. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo welcomed the ratification and praised the Greek government for what he termed its vision, courage, and persistence. A spokesman says prolific French musical composer Michel Legrand has died. He was 86. During a career that spanned more than a half century, Legrand won 3 Academy Awards and 5 Grammys. He won an Oscar in 1969 for The Windmills of Your Mind from the film The Thomas Crown Affair. Michel Legrand dead at 86. French President Emmanuel Macron leaves for a 3-day visit to Egypt for talks with his Egyptian counterpart, Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, on regional politics and weapon sales, shadowed by the looming U.S. troop pullout from Syria. Gene Randall, VOA News.
VOA. Begin broadcast. VOA 1. Let's keep it moving.